Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hey, I got a quick question for you. I spoke
Sure.
to somebody there in the office of you about a week ago, and they sent me a package to fill out for Medicaid. And I guess my question is, getting logged into it says set up an account. We need to enter your filing details, first name, last name, username, password, kind of thing. Here's the thing. We're doing this in behalf of my father-in-law, who's 90 plus
So
years old.
you have to create an account on his behalf. What you do is that you're going to
Right.
log
So,
in, you're going to create an account on his behalf and put a password that you remember because you're going to be the one accessing it. Because you ended up calling a home care
right.
agency. Does he need home care services?
Repeat it.
You ended up calling a home care agency, sir. Does he need home care services?
Well, we're thinking probably eventually he's going to be needing, we won't be able to take care of him here in the house.
So are you thinking of offering, getting home care services? Or are you thinking of putting him in a nursing home or in an assisted living
I'm
facility?
thinking all of the above. I don't know which one is available, but or it would be the right one at any specific time. We just want to get it. According to the lady I talked to before, she says just go ahead and apply for it. But I guess
Right.
my question is, as I'm signing it in, I use his name.
Yes, it's his. You have to use his name,
Okay.
but create a password
I just.
that you're going to be able to remember for yourself since you're the one that's going to
Right,
administer the account.
so I'm filling this in on his behalf, but I need to use naturally all of his data information. But as far as the name and the sign up, still needs to be under his name. Is
Correct.
that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that's not. I wonder how that was.
Well,
Okay.
everything you're going to input is all his information. You're only going to create a username and password for yourself because you're going to be the one that's going to be managing the account.
Okay. Very good.
All right, sir.
I
I'm
can
going to
go.
give you,
I can.
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I wanted to give you my information so when he is ready for some home care services, we can assist you through that process, okay?
Okay, hang on, let me get a pen.
Take your time, sir.
Okay, I'm ready.
My name is Jasmine. And you could put home care agency next to my name. My number is 314.
Home care what?
Home
Home
care
care what?
agency. Home care agency.
Agency, okay. And your
My number
number?
is 314-501-2502.
Okay.
That's 314-501-2508.
Okay.
All right, and you call me if you need me, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir.
All
What?
right. Thank
You
you
have a
very much. I
question?
appreciate that. Thank
Do
you.
you have any questions?
I'm just beginning to sign in, and I didn't know whether I needed to put our name, my wife and I's name, and or truly the applicant's name. I didn't want to be fraudulently
Well, remember,
putting
you're
his
doing this
name.
on behalf of him, and he's the one that needs the services. So it should have all his information, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, sir. Good luck, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, call me if you need me. Bye-bye.